decades may have passed, but 25 years has done little to erase the political grudges in Eastern Europe. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The future is uncertain in Ukraine, but no matter what, Christians are determined to share the gospel. And looking at our own part of God's story, how can we influence the world for Christ? Sounds like a big question? That's what we're looking into today. First, Ukraine is celebrating 25 years of independence from the Soviet Union today. And while it seems like a good thing, not everybody's happy about it. Slavic Gospel Association's Bob Provost explains.
We don't know if there could be some opposition taking place who are opposing the independence and who would, there are still people in leadership across the former Soviet Union who would like to see the Soviet Union reunited.
Russia started escalating tensions days before the anniversary, and pro-Russian separatists weren't far behind.
That faction doesn't like the celebration of the 25th anniversary because it's showing strength for the separation from the Soviet Union. And so there can be some protesting, serious protesting going on.
With war looming on the horizon, Ukraine's believers are doing good while it is day. Next week, Ukraine's hosting a massive missions forum.
Many of the countries that Ukrainians can go to are countries in the Middle East where Americans can't go as missionaries can't even go at all, but Ukrainians are able to get visas and to go there.
So let's pray together on this. Not the easy kind of prayer, but the kind that intercedes for the frontline warriors gearing up for a battle for hearts and minds.
Pray for peaceful celebration of the 25th anniversary.
So the Great Commission is on track to be fulfilled in our lifetime, making God's word available to each and every people group in the world. Working towards this end is Faith Comes by Hearing, and their director, Morgan Jackson, has an exciting update for us.
We just completed recording a drama New Testament in 1,000 languages, which really means that 83% of the world's population now has the Bible in text, they have the New Testament in audio, and they have the Jesus film. And that's just a huge deal.
Audio Bibles especially are playing a major role in these last people groups who are waiting for God's word.
The problem is that in the last 3,000 language groups to be reached, the people are all illiterate and oral. So when we can record it, it means that the Bible becomes theirs. It's in their language. They can hear it.
So if you're planning to travel or go on a mission trip, Jackson says they'd like to send you with an audio Bible called The Proclaimer to share with others.
You should give Faith Comes by Hearing a call. We'll usually provide one proclaimer, which is a solar panel hand crank device that you can take. And when you go over there, you leave behind that at the orphanage or at the clinic, at the church, and you allow a whole village to hear scripture.
We'll give you that number and more details in the full story at missionnews.org. And have you ever wanted to head out into the mission field but thought you weren't really cut out from missionary cloth? Well, according to Rick Weston of Transworld Radio, you're not alone.
These are the types of people that are sitting in a congregation and thinking, well, it's nice that these people can serve in ministry. How can God use my skills? Well, I'm here to tell you that He can. And we're looking for people like that.
From graphic designers to accountants to mechanics, anybody can play a role in missions.
If you've got 2 months to give or a lifetime to give or anything in between, that there are mission agencies out there, including ourselves, that can use you. If your skills are clerical or mechanical or whatever they happen to be, God can use that, and God can use it in ministry and in missions. So look, go out there and look and see who could use your skills.
If you want to find out more about how you can get involved, Transworld Radio has a video series that we'll connect you to at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.